الحمد لله، الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا، قل بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, the earlier verses of the Quran al-Kareem defined for us the millah, the religion of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and established the fact that its current form is Islam. Now, the Yahud and Nasara, the Jews and Christians, in their pretension to be from the genuine and sincere followers of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they were not genuine followers of Nabi Ibrahim, because Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam shunned all kinds of association. And each of these two groups, they would come to the Muslims and they would exhort Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam and the Muslims to accept its own religion. The Yahud would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they would say that become Yahud, become Jew, and you would become rightly guided. There is a report that is mentioned that Abdullah ibn Suriya from the Yahud, he would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he would say, he would tell him that مَا الْهُدَى إِلَّا مَا نَحْنُ عَلَيْهِ, that guidance is nothing but that which we are upon. فَاتَّبِعْنَا يَا مُحَمَّدْ تَهْتَدِي, so follow us, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow us, O Muhammad, you would become rightly guided. And the Nasara, they would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims, and they would say the same. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now instructs Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say on his behalf and on behalf of all the Muslims that we are going to follow, we shall remain steadfast on the millah, on the religion of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, who was upright, and his religion was the religion of Islam. No doubt each of these two religions in the respective times, each of these religions, these two religions, was a genuine religion in its time, but later on became distorted by its own people and then abrogated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا, and the Jews said that become Jew, become Hood, Yahud. Oh, Nasara, and the Christians say, become Nasara, become Christians, tahtadu, you will become rightly guided. قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that rather we shall follow the creed and the religion of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who was upright, and his religion was the religion of Islam. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, Nabi Ibrahim was not from the associators. He was not from those who made shirk with Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Muslims, that tell all of them, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا, say we have brought iman in Allah, and we have brought iman in that which was revealed to us, and we brought iman in that which was revealed to Ibrahim, and Ismail, and Ishaq, and Ya'qub, and the tribes. Asbat here refer to the progeny of Nabi Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam. We said he had 12 sons. When we spoke about the Banu Israel, we said that Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam had 12 sons. And then each of his 12 sons had his own large tribe. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is here referring to. We bring iman in what was revealed to them as well. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى, and we bring iman in that which were, in that which Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given, and in that which Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was given. In other words, in the Torah and in the Injil. وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and we bring iman in all of the books that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that we do not make any distinction in terms of our belief in Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We do not make any distinction between any one of them. In other words, we do not say that we bring iman in Musa and not in Isa. We do not say we bring iman in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and not in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We bring iman in all of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and in all of the books that were revealed to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah says, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and say that we have submitted ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us genuine iman and istiqamah upon this iman.